This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa. We are continuing our third quarter podcast on exempt organizations, and today we are focusing now on religious organizations. I have Stephanie here with me again.
Hey there, everyone.
Steph, last podcast, you really laid out a foundation on who can qualify for an exemption. But today, like I said, we want to focus on religious organizations. So just to recap, what makes a religious organization?
If you'll remember, there's a definite definition of a nonprofit religious organization for state tax purposes. Now, our definition is not necessarily the same as how the IRS defines a religious organization. But for our purposes, basically, a religious organization is a recognized group of people who meet regularly at the same location primarily to conduct, sponsor, and hold religious worship services according to the rites of their belief.
That's right. I remember you going over it last week. And I even remember the examples, actually. You said a congregation of a church, synagogue, or a temple may qualify, but an association of ministers or a prayer group would not qualify. Did I get that right?
That's perfect. I'm glad you were listening.
Thanks. If a religious organization meets within this definition that you just described, what application should they fill out?
Well, a qualified nonprofit religious organization would fill out our form AP-209, Texas Application for Exemption, Religious Organization. And this application is really easy to get. It's available on the Comptroller website at comptroller.texas.gov. And just in case you all forget what we've said about religious organizations, the definition is right there on the application.
That's perfect, Steph. So Form AP-209 is the application for religious organization. Now, is there specific documentation that needs to be included with that application?
There sure is, but the application is so easy to follow. Basically, we want to know that you are a nonprofit religious organization by our definition. So one thing you'll have to provide will be your governing documents so we can see that you are an organization and that you're a nonprofit, and we want to check out the purpose. You'll also need to provide information that shows that you're holding and conducting the worship services, maybe a bulletin, a brochure, advertisement. But again, the information is on the application.
Now, once a nonprofit religious organization sends you the application and all the supporting documentation, and they are approved, what taxes are they exempt from?
Well, the three main taxes we focus on are franchise tax, if the entity is subject to that tax, limited sales and use tax, and the hotel occupancy tax.
Well, Steph, you said an exemption from sales and use tax, so you already know my next question. What kind of items can a religious organization buy tax-free?
Well, that's a good question. They can't buy just anything tax-free, but a religious organization can buy taxable items or services tax-free that further its exempt purpose. And to do this, they provide an exemption certificate to the seller, and that is our form 01-339, Texas Sales and Use Tax Exemption Certification. The seller will keep this in his records. And remember, that form 01-339 is a two-sided form. The front side is the resale certificate. The back side is the part that you want, and that's the exemption certificate. So it's 01-339 back.
Great stuff. Now, what about hotel occupancy tax?
Well, let me backtrack a little. So the sales tax exemption we just talked about is for the state and local sales tax. Now, in Texas, the state sales tax rate is 6.25%. Local tax can go up to 2%. Now, hotel tax, it's a totally different tax. So religious organizations are exempted from the state portion only, and state hotel tax is 6%. And the exemption also extends not only to the organization, but it can extend to the employees of the religious organization traveling on official business.
All right. So to make sure I understand that, the hotel occupancy tax exemption is only for the 6% state hotel tax. Did I get that right?
Perfect. You got that right.
Great. Now, is there a form they have to fill out and provide the hotel to get the exemption?
Sure. Different tax, different form. So in this case, when claiming the hotel occupancy tax, it's Form 12-302, Texas Hotel Occupancy Tax Exemption Certificate. Now, again, this is a little different from regular sales tax. In this case, the religious organization has to give the exemption certificate, but they also need to provide a letter from the controller's office saying that they are exempt from hotel tax as a religious organization. Now, this letter could be the original letter that our exempt organization section sends to them, or if they've lost it or if they want an updated letter, they can always get a verification letter off of our website that they can give to the hotel. And this verification letter is easy to get. Just look on the controller's website, controller.texas.gov, and look for tax exempt entity search. Now, the hotel is going to keep the exemption certificate and this letter for their records.
Now, that's good to know, Steph, because I would be one of those organizations that would lose their letter. So tax-exempt entity search is an easy way for organizations to get a copy of that letter, right?
Right. It's an updated verification letter that says what taxes the nonprofit organization is exempt from and the date those exemptions were effective.
Now, is there any other exemptions for religious organizations that we didn't cover?
Well, sure. There's one that comes to mind, and it's an exemption from motor vehicle tax. A religious organization can buy, lease, or rent a motor vehicle tax-free. And again, motor vehicle tax is not hotel tax, and it's not regular sales tax. It's a different tax, but they can claim exemption from that tax if the vehicle is designed to carry more than 6 passengers, or if it is a trailer and it is used primarily, which is at least 80% of the time, by the religious organization.
Now, what about a motor vehicle that is just in my minister's name?
Ooh, that is a good question. So the motor vehicle is not exempt if it is registered as a passenger vehicle and used primarily for the personal or official needs or duties of a minister.
I got it, Steph. Thanks. What about items or services that the religious organization sells? I know in the last podcast you mentioned something about nonprofits are treated the same as other businesses or sole proprietors when selling taxable goods or services, but are there exceptions from collecting sales tax?
There are, and you're right. Generally, if we have exempted an organization from paying tax on their purchases, that does not exempt them from collecting tax. They're treated pretty much like every other retailer.
Steph, can you give me an example of the exceptions?
Sure. This is a biggie. This is the one that everybody seems to know about, or at least have some information on. A religious organization can have 2 one-day tax-free sales or auctions each calendar year. So during these 2 one-days, they don't have to collect sales tax on things that are normally taxable. They could sell like maybe t-shirts or caps, things like that tax-free and not have to collect tax.
Great, Steph. I'm definitely going to look out, especially when buying my church t-shirts and things like that. I want to buy them on one of those 2 one-day tax-free sale days. All right. Is there any other examples?
Sure. Here's another example. So religious organizations don't have to collect sales tax on their amusement services, but the church has to be the provider of the amusement service.
All right. That makes sense. But what do you mean by an amusement service? Can you give me an example?
Sure. Usually tickets to concerts are taxable. Now, for example, the church has an amazing choir, and they like to put on concerts. So the tickets to these concerts are, say, $25 each. And again, a concert is normally a taxable amusement service. But since churches can have these amusement services tax-free, as long as they are the sole provider of the event, then they don't have to charge sales tax on these ticket sales.
Well, I tell you, Steph, I wish all the concerts I went to were put on by a church. I have another question for you. Last week, my church was selling barbecue plates. and I noticed sales tax was not collected. What's going on with that? Is there an exception I'm missing here?
There is an exception. In this case, the church looks like they were doing just right, because there's a special exemption for food sales made by a church. So not to get into too much detail, the sales tax rule says that sales of food, prepared food, soft drinks, snack items, or candy by a church or at a church function are exempt from sales tax. So a church would not have to collect sales tax on the barbecue plates.
Wow, Steph, thanks for clearing that one up. I definitely see now there are a ton of exceptions available for a nonprofit organization, especially religious organizations that you just covered. Thank you so much for going over all this information. Is there somewhere I can read up on the information you just covered?
Well, pretty much what I call a one-stop shop is our publication 96-122, Exempt Organizations, Sales and Purchases. Oh my gosh, it covers a lot of helpful information for nonprofit organizations, including the religious organizations that we spoke about today.
Great. Thanks, Steph. And of course, thank you to our listeners. For more information, go to our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Next week, we'll be reviewing charitable organizations, so don't miss out. Y'all have a great day.